Hello, everyone, and welcome to All the Way Live Free Yoga Podcast with me, Faith Hunter. This is episode number 14. Today's episode is a recording of a workshop I did about 2 weekends ago in Annapolis, Maryland, at a very beautiful and loving healing center called Meadow Hills Wellness. This particular workshop was a very basic asana practice that really supported the participants to slowly ease into meditation. My hope is that you will enjoy this particular practice, an easygoing practice, just as much as the amazing women that joined me on that day. Don't forget, guys. Hit me up on my blog page, hit me up on iTunes, or email me at info@faithhunter.com. Also, you can find me, of course, on Facebook. Okay, guys, enjoy your ease into meditation, live life to the fullest, and embrace life with passion. Namaste. Obviously, you guys know who I am. My name is Faith Hunter, and I'm a yoga teacher. I live in D.C., and the thing that I'm doing now, I own a yoga studio in D.C. It's called Shakti Mind Body Studio, and we mostly practice yoga. We do a little Pilates, but we also do meditation and other body works such as massage, Thai massage, Reiki. So when you were talking about all the work that you do in healing, that's kind of how we approach the body work. It's not for, relaxation. It's for healing the body. But most importantly, my belief is that the practice of yoga and, you know, even, you know, it was reading on outside about the belly dancing and all the other cool things that are offered here, the Tai Chi, I really believe that all of that is about healing the body. When I think back to, you know, my grandmother's years and, you know, how she stayed healthy, it wasn't that she went to the doctor all the time, you know, it wasn't that, you know, she was taking all these, you know, crazy medications and things that weren't necessarily preventative. The thing that she used as preventative was because she was active and moving her body, and she was gardening. And for me, that was like one of my lessons, that, you know, moving the body, staying active, doesn't matter what you're doing, that becomes your practice, right? Your practice for healing yourself and staying healthy and staying young and vibrant. And so when I was introduced to the practice of yoga, many moons ago, it reconnected me to dance, because I had danced as a young girl and then a teenager, and then I kind of stopped because I had college and like all this other stuff. And then I was like, I still wanted to move, but I hated aerobics. Absolutely hated going to the gym. And so when I found yoga, I was like, oh, finally, something where I can move my body and use it as this amazing moving meditation. And so with today's session, it's about using the movement of the body, manipulating it in various ways, stimulating our different meridians and energy points in our body, and using that movement to open us up, remove the tension, remove the stress, remove the worry, so that it's easy for us to come into meditation, to find that place of stillness. One thing I find is that here in the United States and in really most industrialized countries that, you know, have tall buildings and people are working really hard, it's hard for people to just stop and calm the mind and just be in the moment and breathe. But one thing that I have found is that through the practice of yoga, through the practice of manipulating and moving the body, we are able to kind of loosen up a little bit and relax a little bit and go, oh, okay, now I can stay calm. Now I can hear my breath. Now I can meditate and be still for a moment. And so basically what I'm going to share with you guys today are just some simple asana practices and then a very simple practice of meditation. And ours will be a little bit longer, but definitely if you're at home and you only have 20 minutes, move around for 5 or 10 minutes and then find another 5 or 10 minutes of stillness. Yeah. So if you have any questions, as I said, as we move through our practice today, please just stop me, ask the question, and I'm here to share and just to offer up my knowledge, my skills, my heart to you guys as we share this next 2 hours together. And that's basically it. So, all of you, take off your socks. Yeah, so you guys are beginners. So I know this is your first yoga class. Who else is this is their first yoga class? So welcome to class. Anyone else you've taken yoga before with kind of in a group setting?
Group setting.
Okay. And
I've done several different kinds, but I had some sessions with Dawn Yoga.
Okay.
Yoga, which is different.
Korean. Yeah.
Eastern yoga.
Right. Hey, but you move the body, so that's all.
Stop though.
Oh, and now this is your reintroduction. Yeah, reintroduction. I always tell people when I first started practicing yoga, I had this back and forth relationship with the practice of yoga. You know, I would take yoga for 3 or 4 months and then not take it for another month or two, and then I'd go back to it and then hang out for another year, and then, you know, it wouldn't happen again for another 4 or 5 months. But sometimes we have to do that in order to regain. You're like, oh, she's talking about me right now. Yeah, it happens, you know. It really happens. And then at some point, things changed, and I couldn't do without it. And but at least it was present, you know, in my life. And it's present in your life, and you realize the importance of showing up. You know, hey, showing up. That's half the battle. So so welcome everybody. Yeah, namaste. And come into a comfortable cross-legged position, whatever that is for you. So if crossing your legs is comfortable, we're sitting on our blankets. But if at any point in time, if you need to stretch the legs, move them around, shake them, and come back, definitely do that. As we move through our asana practice, the other place for you to come and chill out, and it's one of my favorite postures. At first it wasn't. When I was young in the practice, it definitely wasn't a fun posture. My body was busy, my mind was crazy, and I just wanted to move. But this posture, child's pose. So just letting the arms relax, knees are bent, the butt's kind of coming towards your heels. And the arms can stay alongside your body, or they can come along in front of your body. And that's child's pose. It's the best place to go if you feel lightheaded, a little dizzy, out of breath, you know, or you're just like, ooh, this is, you know, sometimes your body just triggers something and you're like, ooh, I need to chill for a minute, or, ooh, that's a little intense. Take child's pose, breathe there for a little bit, and then come back. Yeah. So the primary thing about moving in the asana practice, right? We have all these million and one yoga postures. And before we even get to doing the yoga postures, the key thing is breath, right? Knowing how to properly breathe. And everybody goes, well, I breathe every day, right? And taking that fast inhalation and exhalation. And so what I want to share with you today is just simple, what we call in yoga is the ujjayi breath. Deep breathing, some people call it that. Some people call it yogic breath. Some people call it the Darth Vader breath, because you hear this really intense kind of, look, you are my father, kind of, you know, like Darth Vader. So what I want to do is kind of teach you how to do that breath properly. And so what I want you to do is to take your palms, place them on your belly. And if it feels comfortable, you know, throughout the practice, close your eyes, because I feel that that helps you go inside a little bit deeper. So let's all just go in and close our eyes, and I'm going to talk you through our Ujjayi breath. And so what I want you to do is to just first take a nice deep inhale through your nose, and then exhale out of the mouth. Yeah, sighs are good. Two more of those. Deep inhale. Let's take one more deep breath. Inhale. And then go on and seal your lips. And then begin to just inhale and exhale through the nose. Now, what I want you to do is you inhale through the nose. I want that breath to travel down the throat, expand the belly and the chest. So you want to fill them both up with air. And then exhale slowly, maybe about 7 or 8 counts. Let the belly button soften back into your spine. Allow the chest to release and soften. So you want to inhale for maybe 5 to 8 counts, filling up the chest and the belly, and then exhale slowly for 5 to 8 counts. And so continue that little movement, and you can just keep your hands on your belly. If you kind of feel that, okay, now I've got it, I know what I'm doing, you can go on and let your hands rest on your knees and stay with that deep Ujjayi breath, breathing in deeply through your nose, filling up the chest and the belly, and then exhale. Allow the belly button to soften back into your spine, the chest to release. Now, as you breathe in and out, you want to kind of hear a little whisper right in the back of your throat. So you should hear that breath coming in and gently moving out. Slowly moving in and gently moving out. So let's keep that breath moving and then begin to think about, what's my body doing at this point? What's happening to it? So as you inhale, you want to make sure you're sitting up nice and tall, going long through your spine. The sit bones are pressing into the mat. As you exhale, the shoulders soften and release away from your ears. Breathing in deeply through your chest, filling up the heart, the space around the belly. And exhale, everything softens back in. Let's keep this going for 4 more nice deep inhales and exhales. Continue to stay with your Ujjayi breath. And we're going to take the sound of Om, and it's considered the ultimate sound of everything, right? It incorporates every sound in the universe. And it's one of those mantras, single word mantra, that stimulates the vibrations in your body, ignites the vibrations in your body, and kind of sets the tone for everything. So let's take a deep inhale together. Let the hands release to your knees and then go on and drop your chin into your chest. And if you want, you can begin to release your head to the right shoulder and to the left shoulder, just stretching out your neck. Now, the thing to remember here is we kind of sway the head, and then if you want, you can begin to circle the head all the way around and back, is to come back to that deep yogic breath. So as we move through our practice, right, the breath stays constant, right? It stays slow and steady.
Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva.
And circling the head all the way around and back, nice and slow, keeping the shoulders relaxed. And if you need to adjust the legs, go on and adjust them, finding a comfortable place. And if you haven't already, begin to switch the circling of your head to the opposite direction. So take it over to the other side. Take a few twirls and keeping the breath steady. Nice deep inhalations and exhalations. Taking a few more. So our practice today is about transitioning from movement into stillness, right? Finding the ease in the stillness. And so we're going to definitely do a lot of inward moving, right? So we can come and take that expanded heart, that expanded energy, and bring it close to the center of the body, kind of calming the chaos down. And closing your eyes always seems to help make that transition. Let's take one more circle of the head. And bring the chin back to center. Slowly lift your head up. And take your blankets, move them out of the way. And you're going to roll over onto your hands and knees. Yeah. And so coming onto your hands and knees, you want to stack. So you can stay long on your mats. I'm just going to turn around so you guys can kind of check out what's going on. So you want to make sure that the knees stay right underneath your hips. They're hip bone distance apart. And you're going to come onto your hands and make sure those wrists are right underneath the shoulders. And we're going to start manipulating the spine here. So we're going to take cat and cow. So as you inhale, you're going to arch the back, let the butt fly up. The gaze is going to lift up a little bit. The belly is going to drop to the spine, to the floor. And as you exhale, you're going to round the back, draw the chin into your chest. The tailbone curls under. So just kind of moving slow like that. Inhale, arching the back. And exhale, round and draw everything in. So keeping that movement going. And just so you guys know, I kind of walk around a little bit. So I'll just tell you what to do. Just listen to my voice. Continue, inhale, arch the back, lift the chest up. Exhale, round and draw your chin to your chest. Rounding the back. Nice and slow. Inhale, arch the back, lift the heart up. Exhale, round and draw your chin into your chest. Two more. Inhale, arch the back and round as you exhale. Inhale, arch. And exhale, round. Now make sure you relax the tops of the feet to the mat. Come back to a neutral spine. And you're going to sink the hips back into that child's pose that I talked about earlier. So finding the first child's pose, let the head release to the mat. Let the hips drop to your heels. And so since I'm new to you guys, just want to let you know I do give adjustments and assist. So I'm going to come around and just assist in different ways. Yep, just let it release. There you go. Let's take three more breaths here in the child's pose, letting the forehead release to the mat, allowing that third eye to find some little stimulation on the mat. One more breath. All right, guys. So I know a couple of you are new to yoga, right? New to the practice. So come back up onto your hands and knees. And I like to call this the yogi home. It's down dog. So you're going to curl your toes under. Lift the hips up into the sky. Now, if you lift the hips up, you're making like a little triangle with the body and the floor. Yeah? So the floor is the base of the triangle. The butt's the peak. Everybody got it? Ah, yes, you can. Yeah, I know you can. Just curl the toes, lift the hips high. Ah, you found yourself right there in down dog. And then slowly lower the knees to the mat, nice and gentle. Arch your back. Ah, yeah. Two more. You can do it. Curl the toes under, lift those hips up, down dog. And take your time. Engage your core and your belly to slowly control those knees, releasing, yeah. One more time. This time we're going to stay. Yeah. Down dog, everybody. Lift the hips high. Nice and easy. Now, if you ever need to come down, you just come down and rest. And then slowly begin to walk your feet towards your hands, everyone. Come to the tops of your mats and just fold over in your forward bend. So what I want you to do is just sway a little bit. Just let the body hang, not holding on to anything, letting the head release towards the mat, and just find a little movement here. Nice and easy. And then find stillness. Just let the body go like a rag doll, folding over both legs. And then you're going to bend your knees, slowly roll your body all the way up. Make your way into Tadasana. Yeah? Everybody okay? Everybody feel good? Give your shoulders a couple of rolls. Just roll them up and back. And just wherever the arms go, it's okay. It's your movement, your way of moving your body. And then reverse. Nice and easy. All right, and then just shake it out a little bit. Shake your wrists. So the way that I teach the practice, right, there, you know, you look in these books or you watch the videos, right, and you're like, okay, my body is not going to get there, right, in that position, in that pose. It doesn't have to, right? What you have to do is find the posture in your own body. Let the posture come out of you. And so it's really just about finding a position that sort of kind of looks like it. Ask yourself the question, does it feel good? Right? Maybe I'm a little challenged in it and that's okay. And am I staying safe? Like those are the key things. But you want to make sure that you adjust your body and adjust the posture to fit your own kind of body type, your own way of moving. Doesn't have to look like Iyengar or, you know, any of those other pictures that you might see, right? You don't have to put your foot behind your head to find bliss and happiness. Yeah, I tell people that all the time. So you can just leave your feet on the ground and be happy. Yeah. So we're going to just move really slowly. Keep the feet hip bone distance apart. And once again, this is all about connecting movement with breath. Okay? So you're going to inhale, carry the arms up. And exhale, press the hands down by your legs. Yeah, nice and slow. Inhale, carry the arms up. And you can lift the gaze if that feels right. Lift the chest, maybe stretch. Exhale, bring the arms down. So find the way this movement looks in your body, feels in your body. Inhale, carry the arms up. Reach through the fingertips, maybe arch the back. And then exhale, bring the arms back alongside your legs. Three more times like that. Inhale, carry the arms up. Keep those shoulders relaxed. Nice long necks. Exhale, arms alongside your body. Two more, ladies. Inhale, carry the arms up. And exhale, relax. And I always say, moaning and groaning is always good to add in the practice. Inhale, when it's yummy, make it yummy and juicy. Yeah? Exhale, release. Last one, inhale, carry the arms up. This time, let's stay and just stretch. And if you want to reach to the right side, reach to the left side. Just maybe alternating, feeling the right and left side of the body stretch. And then clasp the hands together over your head. Extend those index fingers. And then bring your chin parallel to the earth. Yeah? Shoulders are relaxed. I'm going to stretch over to your right side. So you feel the left side of the body opening up, grounding down through the left heel. And just breathe right into those left ribs. One more. And then carry it over to the other side. Stretching through the right side of the body, making sure the weight's evenly distributed over both feet. There we go. One more breath. Bring it on back up. And then go on and release the right arm alongside your leg. Keep reaching through the left fingertips. And then just take an easy stretch over. Maybe go a little bit deeper this time. Yeah. Releasing the right fingertips down. Opening up the left side of the body. And carry it over to the other side. Where that left hand falls, let it drop. And then the right arm reaches up and over. Stretching out the right side. Nice work. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale, last one. And then come on back up. All right, so let's add on a little bit here. So you're going to inhale, carry those arms up, lift the chest, arch the back. Exhale, fold forward, take your fingertips to the mat, let the head release. Now you're going to come into a flat back so the hands can come to the mat right by your toes, or the hands can come right to your shins, and you want to reach your chest forward. There we go. And then exhale, fold over your legs. Let's take that one more time. Inhale, flat back, hands to your shins, crown of the head forward. And exhale, fold. Now make sure you ground firmly down through your feet. You're going to inhale, sweep the arms all the way up, stretch up to the sky. And then exhale, hands by your side. Let's take that two times, nice and easy. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold forward over your legs, diving, pouring the heart forward. Yeah. Inhale, come into your flat back, hands to the mat or to your shins, crown of the head forward. Exhale, fold and release over your legs. One more. Inhale, flat back, crown of the head forward. And exhale, fold over your legs. Ground down through your feet. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up into the sky, hands high. And exhale, hands by your side. Nice work. Question.
When we exhale, we hold our breath until we get to the position.
No, you want to try and keep it as long as you can, but don't hold it. If it needs to come out, let it out. Okay. Yeah. So you want it to flow naturally, right? You don't want to constrain it.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's take this one more time. Inhale, arms up. And exhale, fold. So you want that breath to kind of guide the body. Inhale, come into the flat back. Exhale, fold. Inhale, come into the flat back. And exhale, fold. Now, once you start inhaling, that's when you start lifting to come all the way back up to stand. Hands up into the sky as you inhale. And then as you exhale, that's when you let those hands release. So the key here, to answer your question a little bit further, is that you want the breath to guide the movement and kind of initiate the movement. So you don't want the movement to be the first thing you do. You want the breath. When you inhale, that's when you trigger the body. When you exhale, that's when you begin to release and fold forward. Let the breath guide the movement. Yeah? All right, guys. So coming into it a little bit differently, this time you're going to come to the forefront of your mat. And you're going to take your right foot and step it back about 3 feet or so. So I'm going to come over here to the side here. And you want to make sure the stance is nice and wide. So you want the right foot parallel to the back of the mat. And you want the left foot extending right to the front. And you're going to then bend your left knee. And then you're going to open the arms out wide. There you go. So we're right here in a nice warrior two. So we're going to hang out with this left bent knee, right? Straight leg. And we're going to move with the body here with the breath. Yeah. So you're going to inhale in what we call a peaceful warrior. The right hand is going to drop down to your right leg. The left arm is going to reach up and you're going to open the left side of the body. And then you're going to exhale, come back into your warrior two. Yeah. Inhale, peaceful warrior. And exhale, warrior two. Yeah. Two more like that. Inhale, peaceful warrior. So as you see, we're stretching the sides of the waist, right? Finding some length and extension. And then we exhale, find some power and strength back in our warrior two. One more. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Keep that left knee bent. And exhale, warrior two. Last one, ladies. Inhale, peaceful warrior. And exhale, warrior two. All right. One of my favorite postures is triangle pose. So we're going to straighten the left leg. Yep, arms are wide. And then you're going to take both hips, tip them back towards the doors there, to the back wall. And then you're going to reach your left fingertips out a little bit, and then let the left fingertips drop down to your shin, right, down to your ankle. Right, wherever it feels comfortable. And you should feel also a nice stretch through that right side of the body. Yeah. Lifting the right arm up and then turning that right palm to the side wall to protect that shoulder. Center of the chest is up. And so this time, instead of moving with the breath, what I want you to do is feel the breath actually travel through this posture, right? Take a few more deep inhales and exhales. We're going to hang out here for about 5 breaths. And I want you to begin to imagine the breath moving into the soles of the feet, moving into the knees, moving into the hips. Yeah, moving into the chest, moving into the crown of the head. Just breathe in and breathe out. Now as you exhale, I want you to let the breath travel and release those places where you feel tension. So allow the exhale to release the stress and the tension that you might feel in this posture. Yeah. And just breathe and be in it. Let's take one more. Nice and easy. Ground down through your feet. Inhale, lift straight up. And exhale. So bring the legs back together. Give them a little shake. How do you guys feel? Is that okay? Yeah? Feel the energy moving? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have it to the other side now. So turn the right toes. See, either way you want to go. Doesn't really matter. Just as long as the right toes are leading you. Left foot is parallel to the other side of your mat. Arms open wide. And then bend the right knee for your warrior two. Yeah? So check out that right knee. Make sure the right knee is stacked over your right ankle. So remember when I talked about safety, you don't want that knee to pass the right ankle here. Yeah? There you go. Inch it forward. All right, guys. Here we go. Peaceful warrior. Inhale. Left arm slides down your left leg. Right arm goes up to the sky. There you go. You got it. Exhale. Warrior two. Two more like that. Inhale. Peaceful warrior. Right arm goes up. Exhale. Warrior two. Inhale. Peaceful warrior. Exhale. Warrior two. One more. Inhale, peaceful warrior. Nice stretch to the right side of the body. Exhale, warrior two. All right. Finding our triangle pose. Straighten the right leg. And then just let those hips tip to the left. Reach your right fingertips out and over. And exhale into your triangle. There you go. Let the left arm reach up to the sky. Let the center of the chest follow. Very nice, guys. Grounding down through both feet. Reach through your fingertips. Open the chest. There you go. Ah. So you want to breathe right into those left ribs. There you go. Grounding down. Two more. Keep those shoulders soft. There you go. Breathing deeply. Only two more. Inhale. Exhale. Open the chest. One more breath. Ground down through your feet, everybody. And inhale, come straight up. And exhale, release. All right, go on and step back to the front of your mats. Yeah. So come right to the front. Bring those big toes together. Yeah. Finding mountain pose, Tadasana. And you can leave a little space in the backs of your heels. You don't have to bring the heels together. There we go. Spread the toes wide. And so we're going to inhale, sweep the arms up, lift onto the balls of the feet. Ah, oh yeah. So that means, everybody's like, whoa. So that means what? Something has to happen in the body in order for you to stay. Yeah? So you have to engage the core, right? You have to draw the belly in. And so what we call in yoga, we call them bandhas, and they're little locks. And those little locks kind of help us find our steadiness in postures, yeah? So the two locks that we want to use here today is Mula Bandha and Uddiyana Bandha. And you're like going, okay, where are they located? So your Mula Bandha, right, you know where your perineum is, yeah? Okay, so you know when you have to go to the bathroom, I know it's kind of gross, but this is the only way to explain it. When you have to go to the bathroom and then you go, okay, no, not now. Okay. Squeeze it, right? Mm-hmm. That's Mula Bandha, yeah? Uddiyana Bandha is when you're at the gym. We've all been to the gym and had to do those crazy crunches and they're like, okay, 50 more, you know? Mm-hmm. Squeeze it. Yeah. So those two, now if you're in the grocery store and you're walking and you're buying groceries, squeeze it. Squeeze it. And seriously, and it helps. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I have such a flat stomach. And it's from walking around squeezing it.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's try it again. Lift high onto the balls of the feet. Inhale, sweep the arms up and squeeze it. Yeah. Ah, look how easy. Yes, squeeze both of them. Yeah. Helps you stay. Let's take three more breaths. Staying here and squeezing Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. And it's helping us stay nice and high. One more breath. And exhale, release. Yeah. Shake it out a little bit. All right. So you feel the sensation of squeezing. You know where it is. You know how to stay. All right, let's see if we can stand on one leg. Not in one. Like, we just stand on two. So you found it with the lift on the balls of the feet and standing. This one's going to be easy, trust me. So we're going to just take a very simple tree pose, yeah? So ground down through your right foot. You're going to take that left foot. Either your left toes are going to stay on the mat right here. Your left foot can come right to your calf muscle. Or your left foot can come right to the right inner thigh. So you have three positions. Left toes by your right ankle. Left toes or left foot to your right calf muscle. Or left foot to the right inner thigh. Yeah. And then go on and extend those arms up into the sky. Well, the other thing here, right, we have a drishti, a complete center focus, right? There's nothing else that we're looking at right now. One single thing, keep your eyes on it and balance, yeah? Stay steady. The breath is still traveling and moving through the body. There's life in the fingers, right? There's life in the toes. You're breathing. The chest and belly are expanding. And what are you doing? Engaging the Mula Bandha, the Uddiyana Bandha to help you stay balanced. One more breath. And then release. All right, guys. Challenge yourselves a little bit. Lift that foot up. Oh, just a little bit. And then carry the arms back up. All right. Let's play a little bit. Take your left hand to your left knee. And all that stretching we were doing through the side waist. Find a little stretch here. So you have to shift the weight a little bit, yeah? But you're still engaging Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. So you should feel something happen through the right side of the waist because you're really stretching it over. Really stretching over to your left. Really stretching over to your left. There we go. There it is. There it is. But you're steady, yeah. One more breath. And come back to stand. Nice, guys. Shake it out a little bit if you need to. Wiggle your toes. All right. So we have the other side. Shift the weight over to your left foot. Spread the left toes wide. Now, as you find the balancing postures, one thing that our body starts to do sometimes is like gripping onto the earth for dear life. You don't want to do that. You want to just let those toes melt and spread into your mat, spread into the earth, right? Because the floor is not going anywhere. It's going to stay right in place. Go on and take that right foot to the toes or down by your left ankle, your calf muscle, or to the thigh. And then take the arms up. So just finding that connection first before we start moving a little bit, keeping the shoulders relaxed. Reaching through your fingertips. There you go. And then relax the shoulders, everybody. Ah, there it is. Two more breaths. Last breath. And release. Okay. So we're going to take it one more time. This time we're going to add the little stretch in it. Right, but everything applies, right? The breath is connected. You're moving in it, slowly finding the position. Take your time. Your eyes stay in one place. Relax your shoulders. And yeah, maybe lift that right foot up a little bit more. You got it. And then take your right hand to your right thigh. Extend the left arm over your head. There it is. Breathe deeply. One more. And slowly release. Come on back up. Nice work, everybody. Shake it out. All right. Tops of your mats. Everybody there? Okay. So, grounding down through the feet, yeah, bring the big toes together. So just as we did in the beginning, yeah, you're going to inhale, sweep your arms up, and exhale, take your hands down to the mat. Okay, so taking your time, slowly step yourself back into that down dog. Right foot, then your left foot steps back into your down dog. You got to take your time, put those hands on the mat, step the other foot back. Trust yourself. You got it. You got it. Take your time. Wiggle it on back. Wiggle it on back. Take your time. Process it. How are you going to do it? You got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. So check out your feet. Make sure your feet are hip bone distance apart. Yeah. And then you're going to lower your knees to the mat. Slowly beginning to move into what I call a half chaturanga. So it's like a baby push-up. Yeah, the elbows, instead of flying out, are actually going to hug into your ribs. So you're going to slowly lower your chest down to the mat. Hug the elbows into your ribs until your chest touches the mat. The legs are straight. All right. And then you're going to press yourself up into cobra pose. So in cobra pose, right, the belly's on the mat, the elbows are hugging in, the hands are kind of close, the heel of your hands are almost to the tops of your ribs. You're going to lift your head up a little bit, yeah, kind of slide your gaze slightly out in front of your mat. You don't want to crank the neck up too high. And then come back again, draw that belly into your spine, engaging Uddiyana Bandha here. And then slowly press yourself back, child's pose. All right, so we're going to take this little movement nice and slow. We're going to move with the breath, right? You're going to come on back onto your hands and knees. You're going to take a deep inhale. You're going to exhale, lower your chest towards the mat, little Ardha Chaturanga, slow exhale, hug those elbows into your body, and then you're going to inhale up into your Cobra Pose, hug the elbows into the body, lift the chest, shoulders relax, tops of the feet are relaxed behind you, and then you're going to press back, Child's Pose. All right, so let's bring it all together a few times. Here we go. Inhale, lift high onto your knees and hands. Exhale, lower your chest to the mat. Inhale, press up into your Cobra Pose. And then exhale, press back, Child's Pose. You got it, everybody. Let's go two more times. Inhale into your hands and knees. Exhale, lower your chest, Ardha Chaturanga. Nice. Inhale up, Cobra Pose, lift the chest, beautiful work, and then press back, Child's Pose as you exhale. Inhale, come onto your hands and knees. As you exhale, lower your chest, Ardha Chaturanga, nice. Inhale, come into your Cobra Pose, and then press back, Child's Pose. I think we should take this one more time, yes? Here we go. Lift high onto your hands and knees. Lower your chest a little bit, Chaturanga. There you go. Inhale into your Cobra Pose, belly on the mat, heart's lifting, elbows are hugging in, relax those legs a little bit, and then press back, Child's Pose. Let's pause here in Child's Pose for three breaths. Deep inhale. Exhale, deep inhale, exhale. One more, deep inhale, and exhale. All right, ladies, come up onto your hands and knees. So we're going to just kind of work the core belly area a little bit. Stay on your hands and knees. Take your right leg, extend it back behind you. Flex the foot. And you want to rotate that right leg down, so inner spiral. And then as you exhale, you're going to draw your right knee into your nose as you exhale. Inhale, extend the right leg back, lift the chest. Exhale, draw the knee in. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw it in. One more. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw it in. Extend the right leg back behind you. Flex the right foot. And then take your left arm, sweep it out in front of you. Now, what happened to those bandhas, right? Have to engage them right here. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Yes, you have to engage them. One more. Ah, everybody good? Sink back, Child's Pose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you feel some heat happening, yes? Uh-huh. That's good heat. That's good stuff. All right, ladies, come on back up to your hands and knees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And left leg, reach it back. Exhale, draw your knee in. Inhale, extend the left leg back. Exhale, draw it in. Two more. Inhale, reach it back. Exhale, round. Inhale, reach. Exhale, round. Now extend your left leg back behind you. Sweep your right arm out in front. Engage. Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. Keep it nice and steady. Yeah? There you go. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe from the tips of your toes to the fingertips. One more. And release. Left hand, or right hand to the mat. Left knee to the mat. And sink back. Child's Pose. Nice work, everybody. Ah, you're good. Just take a few breaths here. And then slowly lift back up to your hands and knees. Yep. Then we're going to take one more little thing just to kind of get into our lower back and arch it a little bit. You're going to slowly take that little Ardha Chaturanga again, lower yourself all the way to the mat and come completely flat on your bellies. Yep. And then turn your head to the side, bring your arms alongside your body. Yep. And then just let your head release. So you're kind of laying down on the mat completely flat. All right. So the toes and thighs are going to come together. So draw them together. Yeah. We're going to take what we call Salabhasana, locust pose. So you're going to first start out with just lifting your head, chest, and shoulders off the mat. Yeah. So inhale, lift the head, chest, and shoulders up. Keep the legs on the mat. Now, find that Uddiyana Bandha. Draw the belly button into your spine. Yeah? Drawing the belly button away from the earth. Keep the legs on the mat. Keep the legs on the mat. There we go. One more breath. And exhale, release. Turn your head to one side. And just relax. Just be there. All right, everybody. Add in your legs. So this time you're going to lift the head, chest, shoulders, and legs. And if you'd like, the hands can come off the mat as well to give you a little extra lift. Inhale, lift everything up. Engage Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha. Now, although you're lifting and holding the body in place, right, the breath is still traveling in the body, right? That nice prana, that life force. So let it move through. If the body kind of softens and releases and lifts up a little bit, that's okay too. Yeah. One more. And release. Come all the way back to the mat. Turn your head to the side. A few more breaths here. All right, so we're going to take one more. You're going to take your hands, interlace them behind your back. Yep, just bring those fingers together. And then you're going to lift the head, the chest, the shoulders, and the legs, coming back into our locust pose with the hands behind our back. Inhale, lift up. Nice. Breathing. Don't forget the inhale and the exhale. Feel the chest lift. A few more breaths, guys. Nice. Now I hear the breath. Let's take one more. Deep inhale. And exhale. Release. Nice work. Release the arms. Release the head, chest, and shoulders. Carry the head to one side. And soften. Nice work, guys. Took 2 or 3 more breaths. And turn your head to the other side. Release there. And soften. Now bring your hands under your shoulders. And simply press back into that child's pose one more time. And take another breath here. And then slowly lift your torso up. And then make your way to have a seat on the mat. Mm-hmm. Extend your legs out in front of you. Or a little bit, bend the knees. And we're going to really connect deeply with actually it's the third chakra here, right there, right below the belly button, yeah, the belly center. And lift the legs just a little bit. Now, if you need to, you can cup your fingertips right behind your knees. Yeah? And you're going to bring the arms in front of you or alongside your legs if you like. Yeah? So engaging that Uddiyana Bandha, really drawing that belly center in, close the eyes, right? And so this particular space, this particular chakra is the third chakra, and it's the seat of creativity, yeah? Seat of creativity. Stimulates a lot of good stuff. The color here is the color yellow. Keep breathing, guys. So as I'm saying these things, think, oh, okay, creativity. Color's yellow. What does that resonate for me? Yeah, one more. And release the legs, draw it in. Hug and squeeze. And we're going to take it one more time. Lift on up. Nice Navasana, boat pose. Breathing deeply. Inhale. Exhale. Two more. You're okay. One toe, both toes. No, it's all good. And release. Draw it in. All right, guys. Extend your legs out in front of you. So now we're going to move into the seated postures. And I find that these seated postures, we're doing a lot of forward bending, right? So we're starting to close off the belly center, but also really go inward and go inside as we kind of get closer and closer to the time to start meditating. So we're going to first take our simple Paschimottanasana forward bend, and you're going to flex the feet, straighten those legs out in front of you. And go on and place your hands on your knees or on your shins. And then sit up nice and tall. Yep. You want to draw those shoulders back. And then begin to walk your hands down your legs, but keeping the spine straight. So if you stop and those hands land right around your ankles, I want you to stay there. Yeah. If it feels comfortable, go a little bit further. Grab the feet. Yeah. So go as far as you can go. Just letting that spine stay straight as you fold into the forward bend. So if you're up here somewhere around there, it's okay. Yeah, just get there, hang out, and breathe. And use the breath to go a little bit deeper. Use the exhalation to release yourself into the deeper posture. Yep. So we're going to hang out here for about 10 breaths. I think we're somewhere around about 4 or 5 right now. Take a deep inhale and exhale. There. Wow, look how far you traveled. There you go. There we go. Take a deep inhale and then exhale. Mm-hmm. And then pause, stay right there and just breathe. There you go. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Nice. Stay right there and breathe. Deep inhale and exhale. Nice. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. One more. And slowly come up. Nice and easy. All right, guys. Take your feet, bring the soles of the feet together. Press the heels together in Baddha Konasana. Then you're going to take the thumbs, pry the balls of the feet open. All right? So it's kind of like a butterfly, right? You guys remember this from like P class? You know, you bend the knees and flap, flap, flap. There's no flapping, right? The activation of pressing the heels together, that triggers and activates those legs to naturally open up, right? So as you press the heels together, the inner thighs begin to open, the knees move out. Same thing, shoulders draw back and down, spine stays straight, and you simply fold forward. You can hold onto those feet. And to the balls of the feet, pry them open, keep pressing the heels. So it doesn't matter, you know, how far you go, just get to that point where you're feeling the sensation, yeah, a little edge in the body. Knowing where your edge is, feel that and breathe in it. Going to take two more here. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. And exhale. And then slowly come up. Nice work, everybody. You're going to take your legs, open them wide. Everybody okay? Do you need to stagger yourself a little bit? Perfect. So you want to flex the feet. Yeah. Kind of push your hips forward so you're nice and wide in the posture. And then I'm going to grab you guys blocks, but what we're going to do is slowly begin to walk out so that your forearms can come to the mat. But I'm going to give you blocks so you can actually rest your forearms on your blocks. Plus, these blocks will come in handy as we go through the rest of our practice. Here you go. And so you're going to take your block. Let me borrow yours right quick. You're going to take the block, bring it out in front of you. And this is the medium level right here, right? So you have low, medium, and then high on the block. You're going to do the medium level, and you just take your forearms, let them rest, right? And you just fold and breathe right here, slowly opening things up. So if you need the high level, get on the high. Here you go. Drop it down. Yeah. So if you don't feel anything right there, right, you roll it down to the low level and go a little bit further. Yeah. And watch the toes. You don't want those big toes to roll in. You want to keep them flexing and moving back. There you go. Keep the legs and the feet activated. Now, if you get to a point where you're in this position and you feel like, oh, I've gone a little deeper than when I first started, that's when you get the block, you adjust it, move it to a lower level. If you get to a point where you're like, maybe I'll move the block out of the way, go there as well. Few more breaths, guys. And let's take two more. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale. Last one. Deep inhale. And exhale. Nice work, everybody. Bring your hands to the mat. Slowly lift yourself up. Take your legs right behind the knees, and you're going to bring the soles of the feet together again. But this time, you want to make like a diamond shape with your legs, so the heels are a little further away from your body. Yeah. And then you can take your hands to your ankles. It's okay to kind of round into it and slowly begin to carry your head down. Now, if you're kind of hovering over the feet or over in the little diamond shape, just let your body hang, right? Don't hold back. Just let gravity take over and fold forward. Relax the shoulders. Relax the knees. Let them open up a little bit wider. Try not to hold any tension around your hip flexors. Right there in the crease of your legs. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. And slowly come up. Nice work, everybody. Take your hands behind your knees. Close the legs and roll onto your backs. I'm going to grab a block so I can show you guys the next posture we're going to take. So if you want to sit up and just observe really quickly and then make your way, it's okay. So we're going to take bridge pose, and I'm going to use my block for bridge. So I want to make sure my knees are bent, feet are hip distance apart, and my heels are coming in close to my body. Now, once you roll into your backs, the best way to kind of measure the position is if you straighten the arms along the body, your fingertips should comfortably be able to touch your heels, right? And then you know, okay, my feet are in the right place. If the feet are too far out, when you start to press and lift, right, puts too much pressure on the back, on the legs. Yeah, and bend the knees in close enough so that once you start to press down on your feet to come into bridge pose, the hips comfortably lift and the shoulders are going to draw under your body. Now, this is where the block comes into play. You're going to put it on the low, medium, or high level. Slide the block under your hips right there, supporting that sacrum. And then just let the butt, let the body be supported by the block. All right, and we're going to hold here. If you want, you can keep rolling those shoulders under your body and just hang out. Yeah. So come onto your backs. Make sure those feet are in position. Grab your block and then lift the hips. Slide the block right underneath those hips. There you go. There it is. Lift those hips high. Nice work, guys. Yep, so you should be somewhere right near your sacrum, by your tailbone area, right? There shouldn't be any pressure on it. If it's painful, that means it's probably in an incorrect place. So it should be comfortable. Everybody's comfortable, right? There you go. And then open your feet out about a little bit. There you go. And then bend the knees in just a little bit more. There you go. Right there. Right there. Just take a few more breaths. And so we're going to stay here. We're just going to add on a little bit. So you're just going to take your right leg and lift the right leg straight up into the sky. Keep the left foot on the mat. There you go. Just hold here. Breathe into the sole of the right foot. To the mat. Slowly lift your left leg up. One more breath. And slowly begin to lower your left foot to the mat. Nice and easy. And then press down on the soles of your feet. Begin to lift the hips just enough so that you can slide the block from underneath. Press your lower back into the mat. Just pause here for a few breaths. So we're going to take our bridge pose one more time, but this time we're going to take it without the block. So you're going to press down on the soles of the feet, lift the hips, lift the chest off the mat. And then if you'd like, you can slide those arms a little bit further under the body. You can hold them there, or you can take your hands and interlace your fingers under your bum, right underneath your body. Keep lifting the hips, keep lifting your chest, grounding down through your feet. One more breath. And slowly begin to lower your hips to the mat. Nice work. So if you have any blocks, to the right or left of you, just kind of slide them down towards your feet so they're not in the way. And then you're going to bend your knees into your chest. Give yourself a hug. If you feel like rolling and rocking a little bit from side to side, go on and do that. And then you're going to open your arms out in a T position. Yeah. Watch out for your neighbor. And you're going to drop your knees over to your right side. And then let that left arm go out to the side. There you go. Perfect. Just let it rest there. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And then let these legs go a little bit further. There you go. And then let this arm come over here to the side. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Carry your legs over to the other side. And deep inhale. And exhale easy. Deep inhale and exhale. Inhale. Deep inhale and exhale. Deep inhale. Yeah. All right, everybody. And slowly bring those knees back in. And then make your way onto your back. Straighten the legs. Bring the arms alongside your body. And if you feel a little chilly, you can take your blanket and cover your body. Or if you have a jacket, you want to put it on. There it is. If you have your socks and you want to put your socks back on, this is an ideal time to go on and do that. And so we're just going to take a short Shavasana, short relaxation on our backs, just a little while before we take our seated meditation. So, taking your time. Allowing yourself to release to the mat. Allow the body to fully surrender and let go. So this is the time to let go of that ujjayi breath. There's no need to use it anymore. This is the moment to absorb all the benefits of your practice. Slowly begin to deepen your breath. Gently bring movement back into your body by wiggling your fingers and toes. heads from side to side. And take your arms, sweep them over your head, stretch through both ends of your body. Reaching, stretching, fingers and toes. And then slowly draw your knees into your chest. Give yourself a hug. And begin to roll over into your cheek and shoulder. Right side. Pause there for a breath or two. And then begin to lift yourself up into a comfortable cross-legged position. Take your time. And from here, we're going to slowly transition into our seated practice. So if you have the bolsters, you can take the bolster and actually sit on that so that you have a little more comfort and kind of use it like we did with the blanket. The other thing that if you are already starting to feel a little cool, take your blanket and wrap it around your shoulders so that you can stay warm and keep the energy moving inward. Yep. You can keep a comfortable cross-legged position. If you need to, you can take the seated practice with the legs straight. Just be mindful to keep the back nice and straight. If you feel like, by the end of the practice, I'm going to round my back like this, yeah, go to a wall space and use the wall as support if you think that you might need that. So even if you're halfway in between the practice and you're starting to feel a little uncomfortable and you need to move, it's okay. You know, a lot of teachers teach meditation just like, don't move, right? I'd rather you adjust and move and come back to a comfortable place and come back inward then be distracted by the discomfort, because that sometimes happens, okay? So go on and close your eyes. And just place your hands wherever it's comfortable for you, if it's in your lap or if it's on your knees, palms floating up or down. And close the eyes. Let your eyelids rest heavy over your eyes. And just keep your chin kind of parallel with the earth. And just as we did when we first started out our practice this evening, find that deep ujjayi breath again. And so we're just going to start out just connecting with our breath. Taking nice deep inhalations and exhalations. Taking a deep inhale and exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhale. And exhale. So as you breathe in and breathe out, focusing all of your attention on the breath, the one thing that does happen in meditation, and it will probably definitely happen as we sit here together today. Random thoughts will come in. Random thoughts from yesterday or the day before, or random thoughts of what we need to do today. Thoughts from our past lives may just randomly creep in. If those thoughts come in, don't fight them. Don't resist them. Just allow those thoughts to travel in, and with your exhale, release them back into the universe. Let the thoughts travel in just like a ship passing by the shore. It comes in and it moves out. Just like a wave hitting the shore. It moves in and it moves out. Stay connected with your breath. Just taking the next few moments to inhale and exhale. Staying connected with your breath, not losing sight of your inhale and your exhale. that you are connected with your breath. Continue to take deep inhalations and exhalations through your nose. And we're going to slowly begin to just take some targeted visualization with our pranayama, with our breath and meditation work. As you inhale through the nose, bring your attention right to the space between your eyebrows. Breathe in and out, right there. Noticing any sensations on your forehead. If the sensation feels tight, begin to soften your brow, soften your forehead. And just take a few moments to just feel lightness, a nice serene sensation right in your third eye, right in the center. Now begin to take your sensation, move it to your right shoulder. Feeling your right shoulder, feeling the breath in your right shoulder. Move your attention to your right elbow. Notice the breath in your right elbow. Slide your attention to your right wrist. Notice how it feels. Observe how the breath travels into your right wrist. Move your attention to the tip of your right thumb. Move your attention to the tip of your right index finger. To your right middle finger. Let the breath travel in. To the tip of your right ring finger. Move your attention and breath into the tip of your right little finger. Bring the breath back into your right wrist. Slide your attention to the right elbow. Breathe your thoughts into the right shoulder. And come into your throat, right there at your
Vishuddhi Chakra, the throat center, the seat of communication. Bring your attention to your left shoulder. To your left elbow, bring your attention to your left wrist. Breathe into and feel the sensations in the tip of your left thumb. The tip of your left index finger, the tip of your left middle finger, breathe into the tip of your left ring finger. And now to the tip of your left little finger. Bring your attention to your left wrist. Breathe into your left shoulder. Bring your attention to your throat. Bring your thoughts right to the center of your chest, right at your heart center. Feel the sensation of your heartbeat as you breathe in and breathe out. Slowly drift your attention down to your navel center. Breathe into your lower abdomen. Feel how it moves with each breath. Bring your attention to your left hip. Slowly drift your thoughts to your left knee. Bring your attention to your left ankle. Now drift your attention to the left toes, the big toe, the second toe, the third toe on your left foot, the fourth toe on your left foot. And your pinky toe. Feel the breath traveling into your entire left foot. Slowly let thoughts drift into your right hip. Breathe into your right knee. Notice how it bends. Feel the sensations. Bring your attention to your right ankle. Bring your attention to your right big toe, your right second toe, your right third toe, your right fourth toe, your right pinky toe. Slowly bring your attention to the base of the spine, the perineum. Breathing deep into your root chakra. Feel the sensation as you breathe in and breathe out. Slowly begin to drift your attention to the space between the base of your spine and right around the space below your navel center. Bring your attention to the space surrounding your navel center, or maybe just right under it. Bring your attention to your heart center. Feel your heart beat with each inhalation and exhalation. Bring your attention to your throat. Feel the breath travel down and travel out. Bring your attention to the third eye, the center of your brow. Bring your attention to the crown of your head. And right there at the crown of your head, imagine a beautiful lotus flower. Filled with 1,000 petals. Imagine the thousand-petaled lotus pouring down over your entire body, each petal dropping off, floating down past your ears, across your eyes, across your nose, onto your shoulders, just pouring down and off the body. Stay with your breath. Stay with your breath. Stay with your breath. Deep inhales and exhales. Allow yourself to let go of any imagery, any thoughts, any sensations. Simply come back to the breath. And let's take 5 targeted breaths together. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale. Last one. Deep inhale. And exhale. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, drop your chin into your chest. And slowly begin to lift the chin. Wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes a little bit. And then bring your palms to your hearts, let the thumbs rest in the middle. We'll close our practice this evening with a very soft om. Inhaling together. Loving life to the fullest, embracing life with passion. Namaste, everyone. Take your time, guys. Move slowly. Move very, very slowly. If you need to, just sit for a few moments and not move and just be, do that. But take your time. If you need to twist or stretch, do that. Move.